world is yours. The world is yours.
Yo, welcome back to season 3, episode 14 of the Kids of Culture podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
I'm Joseph.
And we're back. We've been pretty busy, and you know, our schedules just haven't really completely intertwined with each other's. So it's been hard to put out this episode. We still have part 2 coming on the way, so stay tuned for that one. But yeah, we're back. You know, we're back on track. You know, just got to get the car started again. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. But today, we're really just talking about how to... I'll just start off with the first question. How do you gain value? You know, value in yourself, value in your life. Okay, let's say you're in a situation where, you know, you realize you're at a low point in life and, you know, something needs to change. Where do you start?
I think for me, I would just start by, like, trying new things out. So, like, maybe try learning a new language, try picking up a new study at school, or even, like, journaling or, like, the gym. Just something to keep you active, I feel like. That will then create value for you.
I agree. I feel like, number one, for a man, if you want to create value, especially in yourself, the gym, I mean, we've touched on it so many times, and I can't stress it enough. Probably one of the biggest facets of gaining value. Just, like, bro, it's kind of hard not to go to the gym nowadays because we go so much. I mean, once you start seeing progression in yourself, you start to gain that confidence that you can do anything that you put your mind to. You know, you start to set small goals and you start to knock them down and, you know, write off like your bucket list. So gym is like a very, very big thing I would advise to anybody, you know, trying to go off. I'm about to say for women too. You know, especially if you feel like you've been lazy, we're going to touch on that a little bit later. If you feel like lazy or like, you know, unaccomplished, start at the gym, you know, hit the treadmill every day. You know, even if you're going once in a while, you're still going. There's people that are not going at all. But in the other aspects of life, like you said, learning a new language, you know, picking up new skills, you know, try, like, learn and apply.
That's something else I was going to add. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good, bro. You're good.
I was just going to, like, also, like, just self-care.
Yes.
Get a haircut. You know the saying, like, you look good, feel good.
Translates
to getting more value in your life.
Take a shower, brush your teeth, you know. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself. That is how you gain value. You know, you start to... When you lose values, when you start to invest in things that really don't matter in you, because as humans, we all invest. We all invest time, money, attention in some things. It really just matters what you're really investing them in. So if you're trying to get a certain position and you don't think you're probably not qualified enough for it because you haven't invested in the right things while somebody else has been investing in those things that you're not in. Like, you're not invested in. So, like, just invest time, money, you know, attention into yourself, you know.
And try new things out. You never know. You might pick up something new.
Pick up something new, you know. Be uncomfortable. I think that's another big thing to, like, gaining value. Be uncomfortable, you know. When trying something new, if you feel like you're bad at it, keep at it. Become good at it, you know. Become good at things that you never would thought you'd be good at. Like, I know I want to learn how to play the piano. Like, I don't think I'd be very good at it, and I don't know if it would really benefit me, but it'd be time that I would be spending wasting on something else put into learning how to play the piano.
Right.
And it's like a new skill, and music is therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, mentally, that would be healthy for me. But and another thing. Now, how would you provide value? Would you providing value? Would you say providing value is like a kind of relationship type of topic?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Because, like, your value doesn't necessarily have to mean like what you can give is also like your time.
Yeah.
Since value, time is valuable.
Yeah, I agree. But if you're a man, especially in the 21st century, if you want to bring value to a relationship, you gotta bring money.
Yes.
It's a sad truth. No matter the woman, she's not gonna date a bum,
mm-hmm.
and she's not gonna date at least a guy who's not ambitious at all. And I mean, it's kind of ambition kind of goes along with success. If you are ambitious, the money will find you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you work hard and you discipline yourself, of course women are going to like you. I mean, even if you don't have money, you have potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I think I've probably touched on this before, but women and kids are loved unconditionally. Men are loved under the condition that they can provide something. So if you can't provide for your girlfriend or your child, start working on it. And I think the kind of same thing ties in with like gaining value. Better yourself for your partner.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say you would provide value in a relationship?
For me, I would say providing a sense of reliability, support, and just, I think, the emotional part, really, of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, like, I like loyalty and all that. I feel like that's different, though, in terms of, like, value, but...
It's kind of like less like morals.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
But a lot of people nowadays don't have morals.
Yeah, they don't.
Okay, so if you're a man, well, you are a man. As a man, what would you expect from a woman in a relationship?
All the morals I just listed, really. I feel like.
So like loyalty.
I feel like for me, yeah, that as well. But I feel like for me, I'm looking for like. For somebody that I want to like raise my children with and like build an empire with, not like some side chick or something like that. Yeah, like for me personally, I date to marry. I'm not like dating to like.
Yeah. I kind of learned my lesson. I only date to marry nowadays, and I'm very, I will say picky,
mm-hmm.
but. For my vision and what I want in the future, I have to be picky.
Yeah, I mean, both of us, I can say, like, both of us want to build something. And like,
yeah, we're trying to build, you know, empires of our own. We're trying to, I'm not only looking for my future, I'm looking for my kids' future and their kids' future, you know. I'm looking to provide that, but to provide, I have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think both of us, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like, we're working towards... creating even more value that we have right now. So like we're in the process.
Yeah, we're in the process.
If we can find somebody that will support us and like add value to us or like help us out or something like that.
Okay, that's another thing I want to talk about, adding value. As for like the woman that I would want, if to add value, this is what I want. I want you to support me, you know, motivate, because there are times when we get unmotivated.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's motivated 24/7, 24 hour, like every second of the day, like I'm motivated. Because if I was, you know, times I'm sitting down watching anime, eating food, you know, laying in my bed in the middle of the day, just chilling, I'm not really motivated or unless mm-hmm. I'd be working. But, you know, times that I might get unmotivated or, you know, might need to find that spark again. That's what a woman can provide, you know? Mm-hmm. Not somebody just to tell me, oh yeah, you like, get your ass up and go get it. But
like a good support system.
Yeah, good support system. Like somebody just to hold it down, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't ask for much, bro. I ask that you just, if you want to provide value in a relationship with me, I just ask that you don't. First of all, you don't be I don't like promiscuous women. I don't like friendly women. Don't be too revealing, like in terms of like on social media, like don't be posting your body and all that stuff. You know, have a level head, you know, have some common sense and, you know, be able to provide ideas. Because I know me as a person, I have new ideas about different things every day. If somebody else is providing those ideas, we build off of those ideas. Ideas create. Mm. And creation turns into, you know, foundation.
Right. I don't feel like for me, for a girl, I find her attractive if she's like ambitious, like has her goals in mind and like driven, because that matches like me personally, rather than like I'm the only one that has the goals and like this girl doesn't really.
Yeah, I know. On the Fresh and Fit podcast, they talk about how, like, high value men don't really like women who are independent or stuff like that. I wouldn't say I like an independent woman, but at least have, you know, some goals for your life. Mm. I don't want any woman just like just sitting on her couch being attractive, just expecting me to like come super off her feet or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't mind a girl that's independent. Like,
yeah, like, yeah. I wouldn't, like, as an independent, I mean, like, oh, I don't need no man, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, I'm not with that, bro. Because then every time we get in an argument, she gonna be, I don't need you, blah, blah, blah. And when we get into arguments, you know, let's work things out. Let's not argue. Let's sit down. You listen, I listen. Let's resolve.
Yeah, like for me, like I want somebody I can like, even if it takes a long night, I'll stay up and like, let's just sort this shit out. But I don't know. I feel it's difficult for people in our generation.
Yeah, very difficult. How would you convert laziness into accountability? So I got like a little story time. Had to be in like middle school, but I was just, you know, I won't even say middle school. I could say 2020 quarantine. I was sitting on my ass playing 2K. Literally from dusk till dawn, bro. I'm talking about like I would wake up at like 2 p.m., get something to eat, go on the game, and be on the game until like 5 to 6 a.m., and then go to bed.
Like 2K17?
Nah, 2K20.
Oh, okay.
And like I had people tell me I played 2K too much, but then I was enjoying the game. It's quarantine. Mm-hmm. But then like I realized that none of my goals were being achieved. And I really took a look back on it. I was like, am I really having fun, or is this fun just all temporary? And in order for you to really get out of that lazy slump, you really have to take a look back and see what you have achieved. For me, the way I got out of that slump was I started to set goals. And once you start to set goals, and you start to write things down every day, you have, it's in our DNA, bro. You have like this itch to reach them if you really are passionate about it, if you really do find ambition in reaching those goals. And of course, if you want to reach a goal, you have to be disciplined. You have to hold yourself accountable. Like, you're not just gonna, things don't happen overnight. So in order to get out of that laziness, you have to hold yourself accountable and say, hey, I'm being lazy. This is what I need to do. And while you're on the way to achieving that goal, you'd be like, hey, in order to achieve this goal, I need to do this a little bit more and this a little bit less.
Nah, I think for me, like, laziness occurs, like, I would say twice, really. Either I'm lost because I don't know what to do, mm-hmm. or like just one of those days where like you don't really want to do anything.
Okay, like I could understand if it was like one of those days where it's like you really just not feeling it, but tomorrow you better be right back on that shit, bro.
Like a good rest day, like
yeah. Okay, now rest day, it's fine. Rest day is fine. Everybody needs to rest. Mm-hmm. But once those days start to pile up, like, you know, you rest one day a week, and now you're resting 2 days a week. That's a day that somebody's getting better than you. Now you're resting another day a week. You rest 3 days a week. That's damn near half of the week.
Yeah.
That's, what's 3 divided by 7? Shit, like 42%? Literally, it's like 42% of the week. That's damn near 50% of the week. There's somebody out there 50% better than you are when you're supposed to be getting 1% better every day. So.
And like for the first one, when I felt like lost and that, then I would be lazy. I think one thing I did to help me out of it was just like a motivational YouTube videos, or like even just going outside for like a walk.
Yeah. Bro, people would be surprised how easy it is to become motivated.
Yeah.
But it's like people are so afraid of, you know, pushing themselves past their limits or just stepping out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So in order to stop being lazy, you got to be able to, got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and, you know, find that discipline within you. Just like how you discipline every day to get on the game or watch Netflix, or like you have these things that you have to do. You have to change those habits and turn them into positive things that, you know, like I said earlier, invest in yourself, invest in your future. Me watching anime 30 minutes a day or right before I go to bed, that's not bad, because the other, what, 17, 18 hours I'm awake, I'm investing in myself. But, you know, I have that time to chill and to relax because I invested in myself. But if opposed to me watching it like 8 hours of the day, you know, I'm losing time that I could be doing, you know, working on something or getting better at something. So
did you say like creating a schedule would be a good idea, or like time management?
Yeah, time management is also important. Find balance. I think finding balance is very important as well. Like if you're going to have those lazy moments, find a balance and make sure you counteract that time that you did being lazy with the time that you want to be productive. So if I'm on the game for 2 hours, I make sure I spend 2 hours in the gym, or 2 hours on the court, or 2 hours on my computer learning new ways, or 2 hours reading, two hours doing something else rather than being on the game. And I take a lot of things from Fresh and Fit and just, you know, put them into like this brain dictionary. But you never really realize how much time you have until you do the math of how much time is in a week, or how many hours in a week. So how many hours of sleep would you say you get a day?
Like 7-8.
7 to 8. There's 24 hours in a day. So that means there is 16 hours that you're not sleeping. Mm-hmm. Of those 16 hours, you could definitely find time to chill.
Yeah.
But we, as people, as successful human beings, because if you're out there listening and you're listening to this part, you clearly want to, you know, build the same type of empire we want to. You want to be successful just like us. So it is important that we all find that time throughout the day to build and not be lazy. The last point, I'm gonna let you start with this one. Just like how to find your purpose.
I feel like it just comes to you naturally. But a lot of times, in order for that to happen, you have to work on yourself. Well, like just trying new things out to get that.
I would say it is important to try new things, but if you see something that you're very passionate in and you see a future in that, you work your heart, you work your ass off to make that your purpose. Mm-hmm. So you say, okay, like for me, I love basketball. Like I'm crazily passionate about the game of basketball, and I want to take this to like the next level. And, you know, I want sky to be the limit. But in order for me to, you know, be able to hold that privilege, I'm going to have to work my ass off for it. Mm-hmm. I know you and film tie in greatly together, but you're not sitting around, you know, waiting on opportunities. You're sitting there, you know, creating opportunities. So in order to find your purpose, you must try to do those things, and you must fail in order to win, bro. I think failing is very important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people nowadays are so afraid to fail. And like, it's crazy. But in order to fail, in order to win, you must fail first. So
I know for me, like, how I'd say, like, this whole film thing is, like, I guess I'm discovering is my purpose, really. Is like, it just randomly came to me. Like, my grandparents gave me a little camera when I was little, and I just fell in love with it ever since. And now I'm trying to work towards it, like, making cool basketball videos with you, or, like, creating TikTok videos, or, like, just shooting pictures for my friends. And I feel like over time, I'm chasing that purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you found passion in that. Mm. And once you try new things, there will be something that you find passionate in. There's a lot of things in this world to be passionate about. Although there's a lot of darkness in this world, there's a lot of light. Mm. So once you find that light in your life, and you find that light at the end of that tunnel, chase it, bro. And don't stop. Don't give up. And I think that's really just the key to finding your purpose and just staying consistent. And I think consistency could also be like a theme of this episode. Just stay consistent in anything that you do, especially if you're being disciplined and you're holding yourself accountable. Keep doing it. Like, don't do it for 1 week, 2 weeks. Don't do it for 6 months and be like, oh yeah, I'm good enough now. No, we can always all be better.
And failure is just part of the process.
Yeah, bro.
You know, I mean, I'm afraid of it at times, still to this day, but, like, I'm learning from it.
Exactly, bro. Like, for me, I fail every day, but I also win every day.
Right.
So there's no limit on what you could do if you really put your mind to anything that you want to do and you find purpose in your passion.
Right.
So, got any closing remarks?
How you doing mentally?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. You know, just been working, bro. That's it. Like, Fourth of July is tomorrow. I might, you know, chill out, enjoy myself for a little bit, you know, just enjoying my friends, enjoying my family, you know, spend time with people. But other than that, it's just all work from now on. Like, this summer's about to be over. You know, about to head to school soon, and you just pray for the best and prepare for the worst.
Right. Out of 10? Out of 10?
Sorry. I probably said like a 7, 8.
I got you. But yeah, this summer's gone by pretty fast.
Huh?
This summer's gone by pretty fast.
Yeah, bro. People don't realize how fast the summer's about to be over. But how are you feeling?
I'm good. Reconnected with an old friend, which is nice. And I'll see her next Sunday. So
that's healthy, bro.
Yeah, I'm just each day I'm just trying to get better and get ready for the school year.
About to say, I'm ready to go back to school, bro, no lie. But I also do enjoy my time here and do enjoy to work. Like, I fell in love with the grind, bro. So
VCU next.
About to say, so. VCU. We gonna be some Richmond boys next year.
Yeah, we are.
But out of 10.
City boys. City boys.
City boys, we up. City boys. But nah, out of 10, how you feeling?
I'll say a solid 8.
That's good, bro. Yeah. But I don't think we have any other closing remarks. I'm really just glad we got a chance to get back and, you know, bust this one out. We got a lot more ideas coming, you know.
And let us know in the comments.
About to say, let us know in the comments if you would like to see anything else. And that's going to be it for season 3, episode 14 of the Kids of Culture podcast. We're your host signing off.
Peace.